Welcome to TAC Talk, sponsored by Tactical Combat Gear. Today we're doing a deep dive into something really crucial for personal safety, something you can find over at Tactical Combat Gear, stab-proof neck guards. We want to help you, the learner, get a solid grasp quickly and thoroughly on what these are, why they matter, and, well, what makes a good one effective.
Absolutely. And it's really about being proactive, isn't it? Not just reactive. We're talking about protecting a really surprisingly vulnerable area.
The neck.
The neck, yeah. It's not always the first thing people think of protecting in, say, a physical confrontation. Why is it so critical?
Well, think about it. You've got major arteries, the airway, it's all right there. An attack to the neck can be, frankly, devastating instantly. So these guards offer, you know, specific defense against that risk.
Okay, so definitely critical. But these aren't just like scarves, right? What's the tech? How do they actually stop a blade? Right, it's all about advanced material science, really. We're talking high-performance fibers, things you've probably heard of like Kevlar, Dyname. These materials have incredible tensile strength. They're just really, really hard to cut or puncture.
Kevlar, Dyname, okay.
Yeah, Dyname, for example, has got these super long molecular chains, fantastic at absorbing impact. Kevlar's weave is amazing for cut resistance, and often you'll find them layered together, maybe with some reinforced polymers for structure. It's a composite approach.
Composite layer, so it's not just one thick barrier, it's multiple things working together.
Exactly. The idea is to spread out the force, to disperse that energy from a stab or a slash across a wider area. Makes it much harder to penetrate.
That makes a lot of sense. But protection is one thing. What about actually wearing it? Does all that tech make it, you know, uncomfortable or bulky?
That's a huge consideration, and designers know it. Ergonomics are key. You'll see things like adjustable straps, different closures. They want it to fit snugly, securely, but still be comfortable for different neck sizes.
And breathable, I imagine. Wearing something tight around your neck could get hot.
Oh, absolutely. Good designs use breathable materials, sometimes ventilation channels, to help manage heat and moisture. You need to stay comfortable, stay focused, especially if you're wearing it for extended periods or, you know, in a high-stress situation.
Right. Comfort equals compliance, basically. If it's awful to wear, people won't.
Precisely. It has to balance that protection with the ability to move freely, do your job, whatever that might be.
So who needs this level of protection? Is it purely for, like, tactical operators?
Well, they are definitely a key group. Law enforcement, security personnel facing unpredictable threats, absolutely. But it's broader now. We're seeing interest from private citizens, maybe in areas with higher crime rates, or people who just feel they face a particular risk. It's about adding that specific layer of safety.
Okay. So what are the main benefits then, if someone's considering this?
Number one is obvious. Significantly better personal safety by guarding that critical neck area. That's huge. Then there's versatility. Some models are designed to integrate with body armor systems. Others are standalone, maybe more low profile.
So you can adapt it to your needs.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And there's a psychological element too, right? That increased confidence, maybe peace of mind, knowing you have that extra layer of defense.
If someone listening is thinking, okay, maybe this is for me, what should they absolutely look for when choosing one? What are the non-negotiables?
Material quality and certification are paramount. Look for reputable testing standards, proof it works, and prioritize those high-performance fibers we mentioned, Kevlar, Dyname.
All right, the proof is in the testing.
Definitely. Then, comfort and fit. Try it on if possible, or look for lots of adjustability. If it doesn't fit right or it's too bulky, you won't wear it, period.
Makes sense. Anything else?
Durability, naturally. How long will it last? What's the maintenance like? And, of course, price and warranty. Balance the cost with the protection level you're getting.
Can you give us some real-world examples? Where does this specific piece of gear really shine?
In tactical scenarios, absolutely. Close-quarters situations, unpredictable encounters. Protecting the neck without hindering movement is vital. But also, think about everyday safety. Maybe large public events, security details, or even just someone commuting through a risky area. It offers practical defense.
So it complements other gear, like a vest.
It's a perfect complement. Vests cover the torso, great. But the neck is often exposed. This fills that gap. And many are designed to be modular, so you can easily add it to an existing protective setup if needed.
Makes sense. It addresses a specific vulnerability. And remember, for a wide selection of personal safety options, including various stab-proof neck guards, you can check out tacticalcombatgear.com.
Yeah, and just to give you a feel for the market, you might see something like a fictional Guardian X neck guard. Maybe uses Kevlar and Dyname. Focuses on adjustability, runs you about $175.
Okay.
Or a Safe Shield Pro, perhaps using composite polymers, maybe around $200, really pushing that low-profile ergonomic design.
Different features, different price points.
Right. A Defender Plus could be simpler, maybe $150, focused on multi-layer protection and being easy to clean. Then an ArmorGuard Elite might be top tier, $225, advanced materials, modularity, maybe even hinting at future tech like sensors.
Wow. Okay. So there's quite a range depending on specific needs and budget.
Exactly. It shows the variety available.
So once you have one, how do you take care of it? You can't just toss it in the wash, presumably.
Definitely not. Regular inspection is key. Look for any cuts, fraying, wear and tear. Clean it based exactly on the manufacturer's instructions, usually gentle methods, mild soap, air dry.
And storage.
Keep it out of direct sunlight, away from extreme heat or cold. That preserves the materials. And crucially, if it takes any kind of significant impact, even if it looks okay, get it inspected. Seriously, consider replacing it. Its protective qualities might be compromised internally.
Good advice. Treat it like the life-saving equipment it is. So wrapping up, these stab-proof neck guards, they really represent a proactive step, a specific defense for a highly vulnerable area. Understanding the materials, the design, the importance of fit, it helps you make smart choices for your own safety.
It really does. And beyond the physical protection, there's that element of preparedness, you know?
Yeah.
Taking control of your safety where you can.
Definitely something to think about. How does this kind of specific protection fit into your own personal safety plan? What risks do you perceive? Thank you for exploring this critical piece of gear with us today. For a broader look at tactical and protective equipment options, do visit tacticalcombatgear.com.
Thank you for listening to Tac Talk, sponsored by Tactical Combat Gear.